Dennis, as usual, the President's Concert of the Murray State Symphonic Wind Ensemble appears to be ambitious.
Yeah, guilty. I don't know why I do that, but it always seems like a good idea when I start planning, whatever time of year it is. But as it gets closer, you're right, the Doubting Thomas shows up.
Your connections through all of your national and international work have a relationship that is based on challenging music students with new works. And we are the fortunate ones to be able to hear these. There's a world premiere on the concert program. Would you tell me about this first?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. I was out in Las Cruces, New Mexico, conducting an all-state band. And the wind ensemble in Las Cruces, the New Mexico State University Wind Ensemble, was performing a world premiere by this composer, James Grant. It was a tuba concerto. I was there 4 days, and he was there 4 days, so we had a chance to sit and talk. And he told me about this project, and he said, what do you think about it? Do a concerto for euphonium and tuba. And I said, well, hearing your work, I said, I think it's going to be very successful. And it's a delight. He's very, very funny. He's got a great sense of humor. And it comes through in this piece, Shining. There's just winding sort of thoughts in his head, you know, that just come through loud and clear in this piece. And it's a romp. I mean, it's good fun.
And complicated.
Oh, very difficult. One of the most difficult concertos I think we've ever tried to put together, because he treats the wind ensemble as in like a kaleidoscope of colors. Mm. And so you have the flutes playing five notes, and then you have the oboe playing two, and then you have a trombone playing six. And I mean, he has this sort of vision of the accompaniment, which is much different than most composers.
What is the size of the wind ensemble at Murray State?
It's about 45 players.
That seems large to me. Is it? Is that the standard size
of
a wind ensemble?
No, it's basically one on a part, which is what we try to do. We have two on a part for the clarinets, but basically it's one on a part. And I think the students enjoy that. It's sort of a challenge that they're not part of a concert band where there might be 19 or 20 clarinets. You know, there's just six.
So they really have to be responsible.
They do. They do.
There are two other compositions on the program. Mm. You'll open with what?
We're going to open up with a David Gillingham piece called With Heart and Voice. I've met David several times, and he is the composition and theory teacher at Central Michigan University in Mount Pleasant, and which is where my wife got her degree from. We've met at several conferences, and we even guest conducted in Japan together, the same band. So we've gotten to know each other pretty well. And this piece is, I think, his best piece. It's really inspired, and it's a great concert opener.
The color of it is it based on, am I recalling, an alma mater?
Yeah, and I think he went back and traced the old Spanish hymn, and it happened to be one of his favorites. And so the melody inspired him, and the words inspired him. And he just felt like it was perfect for the school, since it also was their alma mater. And so the two just clicked, his favorite piece and melody and the commission. So it worked out really well.
What's the feeling of the piece?
It's energetic. It's glorious. I mean, there are times when the first theme is stated, it's just goosebump times. I mean, it's just gorgeous. And then he gets into playing with the theme a little bit, and it gets very aggressive. And it ends huge. I mean, it's just a fiery ending at the end. We get some great moments when we hear the melody and the solo flute and some of the other instruments and chorales and things, and then he just decides to wind this thing up and let it go at the end. And it's marvelous, marvelous.
Excellent.
Work.
And then you have a flavorful piece to close.
That's an interesting term. I told the students that I would not put in the entire program notes because he gets a little graphic at the end. And this is James Barnes. But it comes through. Escenas de los Aztecas, Scenes of the Aztecs. I was in the Netherlands this summer on serving on a jury for the World Music Contest. And in the World Music Contest, when you enter your ensemble, you are put into three divisions, one being the most difficult music and three being the least difficult of the three. They're all difficult, but and then when we're judging, the bands in that division all have to play a test piece. And the test piece is not something that's already been published. It's something that they commission. The World Music Contest only happens once every 4 years. And so it's a work that they plan ahead and commission. And so the test piece is something that's normally not published. James Barnes wrote this test piece for Division I bands. So I thought after judging, and I was thinking at a time, you know, I'd hear this group, you know, I'd hear this piece six, seven, eight times, and I thought, oh, most of the time you're not ready to hear it the eighth time or the seventh time by the time you've heard it that often. But this piece just kept getting better and better, and I kept finding more and hearing more, and I thought, I've got to do this piece with my group. And fortunately, it was published at the end, and I was able to secure it this fall. And the students just love it. They'd like to rehearse that every day if they could. And it uses some really interesting instruments, a ton of different percussion instruments, log drums and rattlesticks and all sorts of eerie sounds from the percussion. And Laura Jo Kane, my first chair flutist, has to play on an ocarina. And so there's a solo for ocarina in there. So it really gets to the core, and using all the colors of the Symphonic Wind Ensemble to recreate the Aztecs and some of their, at the ending, it's the sacrificial rite, and it gets really scary at the end.
Wow. What an experience we'll have. This is the Murray State University Department of Music Symphonic Wind Ensemble President's Concert, and it sounds like a big night.
It's going to be great fun.
Thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks.